The Tigers' home opener was a success this afternoon as they entertained the Northeastern Huskies. Before a sizable opening day crowd, Princeton cruised to an 80-66 win. Xavier Lee had another marvelous outing for Princeton, a career-high 30 points. Captain Matalako joined in with 18, and a game-high 6 assists, some of them of the spectacular variety. Caden Pierce did another good job on the boards with 9 rebounds. We'll have more on this game later, but first let's listen in on Mitch Henderson's post-game press conference. He'll be joined by Xavier Lee and Matalako.
You had 2 Chick-fil-A.
Hi, Dad.
I was a little nervous about the game, just the way coaches can be, just because we've been playing so well together on the road, and the group is so fun to coach. They've been working so hard. We've also had very little preparation time. We were off on Thanksgiving Day. We had 1 day prep, and playing the starters significant amount of minutes. So, you know, I think that's a hell of a really well-coached team. We played very well on offense, but we were challenged. Our defense has been great. We were really challenged defensively. They put us in a lot of, they exposed a lot of things we were doing. So great for us. These guys were both terrific, and we had some really nice contributions off the bench.
Mitch, you know when the last 6-0 start was?
97-98. Yeah. I want to not talk about that. If you can, don't mind. I mean, it's like it's ancient history. So.
What about Xavier's play today and the progress he's made this
year? Yeah, you know, I would say this, like, and this is a little, you know, a little personal, but, like, you know, I think we a year ago when Xavier and I would talk, I think we were missing each other just a bit, and I feel much more connected to him now, if I can say it. But he also has a spirit of improvement, and he's not there yet. So he's unbelievable. Like, that was an unbelievable performance. But I guess, I said, don't stop, you know, because there's so much more. There's so much more that he can and can do. I mean, you know, he's a really tough cover. But I want him to be awesome defensively, too, and I think he can impact the game on a lot of levels.
Xavier, did you know you needed 2 more for 30?
No, I didn't know.
No, come on. Yeah.
I didn't, there was no, like, numbers up there, but I knew I was, like, somewhere close, but I wasn't sure.
Was it fun to be back at Chadwin? I mean, did that give you a boost?
Yeah, for sure. No students here today, but we had a great crowd, so it's always good to play in front of some people that are rooting for you. I mean, every game so far has been on the road, so it's nice to be home for sure. You know, coach always says, like, cuts are a little faster, and I find our shots going a little more when we're home, too, so it's definitely good to play here.
Xavier, you were scoring all 3 levels today. Do you feel that is something that you've improved on from last year to this year? What in your game have you improved on from last year to this year?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, just driving. I feel like I've gotten a little stronger, so I don't get, like, pushed off a little bit as much. I can, like, kind of create more contact, so I think that's helped me finish a little more. And then I think the biggest thing that's really helped me is just kind of, like, buying into the system of running and not trying to get every bucket by myself. I think today, for example, I had a lot of just, like, easy cuts, which was fine. I mean, I'm back cuts, so I'm just, like, you know, making good reads, and that kind of helps me score a lot. And then in terms of, like, the 3-level stuff, I think I still need to work on adding, you know, a mid-range game. I took a couple bad ones down the stretch, so that's something to work on for sure.
Over the offseason or the summer, I mean, what did playing for Canada mean for you personally? What did it do to help your game? Because you scored a lot in that tournament.
Yeah, for sure. It was great. I thought, obviously, representing your country is, you know, a humbling experience, but also just getting to play so many different types of basketballs, like, different styles. Like, all the countries kind of played a little differently. And I definitely learned a lot from the European guards, like, playing with a lot more pace, making the right reads, and not necessarily relying on, you know, just speed, more like change of pace. So I think I kind of, like, maybe not even, like, subconsciously picked up on a little bit of that stuff.
Mitch, how important is it for him when he gets downhill like he did today?
Yeah, I mean, we're designing and thinking about what he does really well and working around it all the time. And I think we want him to feel freedom. I think he plays at his best when he's doing that.
Matt, do you, like, when you see him having that kind of game, do you encourage him to just keep doing
that?
Like,
how could you not when he's got it going like that? You know what I mean? So even, you know, if we're in a tough spot, you know, and you know, we try not to go ISO ball as much as we can, you know, Princeton offense, you know, we cut, we play together, but, you know, like, when it's time, like Zay can get a tough bucket, you know, and he showed that today, and it's been unbelievable. I've seen it for a couple years now. I guarded him in practice and open gyms, and he's very difficult to cover. He's made me a ton better, so he was unbelievable today.
What about your game, the 6 assists? Were you looking to be more, a little more of a playmaker today, or?
I'm just trying to make the right play, mm-hmm. as always. You know, I don't think Zay went in today saying I'm going to get 30. Right. You know, I sure as heck didn't go in saying I'm going to score this many points. It's just about winning. Yeah, I don't know. It just guys made great reads and, you know, great cuts. It's easy for me to put it on them. It's a lot easier when guys like Zay make shots too. You know, it makes me look good.
You mentioned winning. It's a 6-0 start. That's going to draw eyeballs to the program. Does it help having gone through what you went through last year, especially when maybe more people from outside start looking at you guys?
How we finished last year?
Yeah, how you finished last year.
Maybe.
And just kind of dealing with the attention that.
Yeah, but I think this team has done a great job of just going one day at a time, too. You know, we show up to practice and prepare, and we're focused. And then on game day, we just have been able to cut it loose. So we try our best. You know, we hear it. It's all out there. But just try and kind of block out the noise a little bit and just focus on getting better every day.
Mitch, what things are you happiest about with the 6-0 start? What stands
out? Our defense tonight, I thought we got exposed a little bit. And we'll have to get back to the little things. But I've been really happy with where we are defensively. We were top 40 in the country going into the game defensively, which is really good.
Coach, is it fair to say that in order to sustain that defensive intensity, you're going to have to get more players in the rotation?
I mean, it's fair to say that, right? But and I see where you're going. But we need to make sure that the guys that are coming into the game are doing what we want them to do defensively. And it's hard to do that. It takes time.
What about the offensive execution? Have you been happy with
that?
Yeah, very.
Well, I think we're very difficult to guard. We have a lot of, you know, I mean, we're just very difficult to guard. And I think that teams try lots of different things against us, but we've sort of designed it that way. And you know, we have really good players, too, that work. So I would echo what Mush says. This team works. They work very hard. And practices leading up into the preseason were like, it was like a war. And it was very competitive, as competitive as it's ever been.
Zayden, one of the key moments, I think, like the game was Jack's three. I think you assisted. Were you starting, once you're scoring like that, do you start seeing or feeling more defensive pressure, and does that open up passing lanes like that you don't normally get?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, just try to make the right read. I mean, there, I think the possession before I beat my man, I saw like he was too deep in his gap, and I have full confidence that all my teammates are going to make that shot, so it's the easier read, and he knocked it down. I felt great.
What about your shooting this year? I mean, how do you explain your shooting percentage here? What's made the difference for you?
I don't know. like all of us on the team, you know, everybody comes down earlier in the day and before practice, and guys stay after practice and shoot. So, I mean, it's Make Shots program. We should put that on a T-shirt.
You know? That's good.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Coach.